This week, the New Mexico Municipal League said it would like to see a restoration of a state tax on food to offset diminishing state subsidies for municipalities. The matter of a food tax in New Mexico is the stuff of history here in our state. To further explore the issue, we're joined now by Think New Mexico's Executive Director, Fred Nathan. Fred, you described the organization you founded as a results-oriented think tank. You have also played a role in fighting taxes on food over the last decade. Give us some background on the issue.
So the food tax was actually implemented during the Great Depression. In fact, the first state to create a food tax was Mississippi, and New Mexico was second. Back then, state governments were funded almost entirely by property taxes. So during the Depression, property values plummeted, and so did governmental receipts. So state governments were scrambling for revenue, and Mississippi came up with the idea of taxing groceries. New Mexico implemented it, and if you look at the statute that was passed during the Great Depression, it came in as an emergency temporary tax, the emergency being the Great Depression. But yet it endured for about six decades after the Great Depression because, you know, once you put in a tax like that, people in government want to keep those revenues. So it took a long time, but in 2005, with the help of many people, we were able to get the tax on groceries repealed. And it's been a little bit like Rasputin. You know, we can't quite, it keeps coming back in different forms. Your listeners may remember the tortilla tax.
Yes, that was back in 2009, correct?
Right. So there, once again, during the Great Recession, there was a drop in governmental revenues, and the legislature, some legislators, wanted to bring back the tax on food, and the notorious tortilla tax was their idea. It was on many foods, including tortillas, and the public really rose up and said, no, this is not the right time to tax food. In fact, it's never a good time to impose a regressive tax on working families in New Mexico.
So we had a situation here where the food tax was finally eliminated in 2005, only to revisit the matter again just 4 years later. Who was behind that push for its reinstatement?
I think it came out of the leadership in the Senate, because they were scrambling and looking for revenues. And I think it was a senator named Bernadette Sanchez, and it actually passed the Senate and passed the House. And Governor Richardson was looking at it, and we were able to persuade him. It was part of a larger bill that he could line item veto it and sign the rest of the bill, and that's exactly what he did.
Now, we've heard that Governor Martinez is against reimposition of a tax on food, but the organization putting it forward anew, the New Mexico Municipal League, are they influential enough that you could expect to see some legislators begin to embrace the idea?
Yes, this is a very powerful organization, and in fact, I believe there's several people in the legislature who are mayors or former mayors. So they do, and they're, the other thing that makes them powerful is that they represent the entire state, and of course they're mayors in all of these legislative districts. So they're going to get a fair hearing. But it's interesting, some people now within the Municipal League are pushing back. Jason Sandell, who is the son of Jerry Sandell, the former chairman of the Tax and Revenue Committee of the House of Representatives, said he wasn't polled when they made this decision. He's a city councilor in Farmington. And so I think more and more we're going to be hearing from mayors and city councilors who want to disassociate themselves with that organization's decision.
The reason given for bringing back a food tax is to supply more revenues to cities and towns as state subsidies decrease. Your thoughts?
The net effect of what the mayors and city councilors want to do would really, in effect, be a transfer of wealth from working low and middle class families to Walmart. And your listeners may be scratching your head and say, why Walmart? Well, Walmart is the largest grocery chain now in New Mexico. And something that a lot of people don't understand is when we used to tax food, the grocery stores were able to keep that tax revenue in their bank accounts for up to 56 days, and they got the interest off of that float. So the biggest beneficiary, if the mayors and city councilors are successful with this, will be Walmart. And the biggest loser will be working low and middle class families. And I just think this is sort of an interesting window into why New Mexico is always 49th or 50th in too many of these national rankings. And when we do make a little bit of progress, there's this sort of bizarre ambivalence about it. We should have repealed the food tax as we did in 2005 and moved on. That was progress.
And again, referencing Governor Martinez's stated opposition to the proposal, doesn't that make it unlikely the idea will get any real traction in the legislature?
Well, I hope so, but if you look historically, the legislature is very good at coming up with bargains and trades and backroom deals. I don't think the governor would go for any of them, but you never know what they're going to offer. So I think we have to prepare for a bill, and as we know from recent history, the legislature did pass a bill in 2009 or 10 where they were trying to bring back the food tax, the notorious tortilla tax. So it could happen again, and it went down to the wire with Governor Richardson, but he did the right thing in the end, and we would hope if history repeats that Governor Martinez would do the same thing and veto it.
Think New Mexico Executive Director and Founder Fred Nathan, many thanks for joining us here at noon on KSFR.